returning champion, Mick Carroll from Huntington Beach, California. Stand by to see Mick play for a luxurious Canadian holiday valued at $5,000. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $26,830 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. I thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you with us, and especially nice to welcome back our champion, Mick Carroll. Hello, Mick.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm fine. You turned down a wonderful motorbike on the last show because what you're going for on this show, you've been eyeing. You are a fisherman, right?
Right.
Well, you've got $140 in your bank account now. You need a win. You must win with just $35 more, and you can have that, as Jay said, luxury holiday. It is a fishing trip with a plane at your disposal, a boat. They pick you up in a luxury car. It is the only way to fish, Mick. Are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
Good luck. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Yeah, for a fisherman, that is some prize to go for.
Certainly is.
Oh, thank you.
What? This assurance, it'll match your lilac suit.
Oh, good.
It came from Donna, the makeup artist.
Oh, good. That's just what I've always... Who do you have for us?
Our first contestant is a sales consultant for an avant-garde hair company. Originally from Chicago, Illinois, here's Shelly Green.
Hello there, Shelly.
Our second contestant has been listed in Who's Who in California. From Burbank, California, say hello to Gordon Marhoff.
Hello there, Gordon.
Hi, Jim.
Would you hold my flower for me, and I'll see you a little later? Thank you very much. Gordon, nice to have you here. You're listed in Who's Who in California.
As a matter of fact, I am, Jim. And strangely, not because of any big thing I've done, but just because of a lot of little things I've been involved in.
Yes? It's a charitable nature or what?
Charitable, religious, political.
Well, that's very nice. You've got to be very proud of that. That's very good. Nice to have you here. Shelly, sales consultant for an avant-garde hair company. What constitutes an avant-garde? Your hair looks very nice.
Thank you.
Why are they laughing? It looks very nice. It doesn't look avant-garde to me. It looks nice.
No, I don't wear my hair avant-garde, but the company I work for creates all the avant-garde hairstyles for each season. The spikies, you know, those new punk rock looks,
yeah.
Things like that. So we create them.
Why?
And teach it to all the hairdressers.
Why do they do that?
Because fashion dictates.
Oh.
You know, we have to follow the trend.
Sure. Good to have you here, Shelly. $20 starts all three of you off. Are you going to wear a punky hair, though, Shelly?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Good luck. We'll start you off now with questions. $5 on the plus side for a correct answer. We subtract 5 for an incorrect answer. What sometimes rare and often valuable items are collected by a numismatist? Shelly?
Coins.
Coins, exactly what it is. Shelly gets 5 on the plus side for 25. Which dictator was known as Il Duce? Gordon.
Mussolini.
Mussolini is right. Gordon is third time. He's also at 25. For what sport did Doug Flutie win the Heisman, Mick?
Football.
Football, yeah. Now he can buy his own college. You're right. And Mick is third time. He goes to 25. According to the adage, when should you make hay? Gordon?
Well, the sunshine.
That's what it is. And Gordon is in the lead by 5. Yep. We use this French word for a kind of preserve made from the pulp and rind of oranges. Gordon.
Marmalade.
Marmalade it is, and Gordon out of the $10 lead. And it is a great time to go into the lead because it is time for an instant bargain. The player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, sale surprise with a bonus. Remember, could come up at any time. Gordon, you have a $10 lead. Oh, Shelly, did you go to work with the hairdos over here? Gordon, take a look at this.
Oh, Gordon, you can rock around the clock with this exciting guitar. Just plug it in and turn it on. And you and this great instrument just may make beautiful music together, complete with amplifier. From the House of Drums. It's normally priced at $789, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Girl. Here's the thing. I mean, I've got a man who's listed in Who's Who in California with 5 kids, and I've got 5 kids. Gordon, do any of your kids play guitar?
As a matter of fact, not yet, anyway.
Oh. But if they had this, you could turn off the amplifier. Guitar comes from the House of Drums. You get drums from the House of Trombones, incidentally.
Yes.
Gordon, $5 is all it would cost you. Now, it is $789 worth of wonderful equipment now. But if you would give that to the kids, I'll give you $100. It would cost you just $5. You would still have a $5 lead. Going once, going twice, and he's going to buy. He bought the guitar. Oh, I'm off to sell Eskimos refrigerators very soon. Well, enjoy that.
Jim, I only bought it because I can use some of the $100 to buy earplugs.
Ah, good thinking. Plus, of course, you're only $5. Gordon, we knocked that off your score, and I'm sure the kids will enjoy that. You're still in the lead by five. As a young man in the Midwest, this popular entertainer had a magic act in which he called himself...
Johnny Carson.
The great Carsoni, I was going to say, nicely anticipated. The champion ties Nick. You are correct. What color will an artist get if he mixes equal parts of red and blue? Shelley?
Green.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Boy, would you mess up somebody's hair with that, would you? No, it's better suited for hair. Purple is what you get. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Shelley. Down to 20. Writer Norman Mailer received a Pulitzer Prize for his 1979 book about convicted killer Gary...
Nick? Gilmore.
More information, please.
Executioner Song.
That's exactly what the title of the book is. Yes, about Gary Gilmore. Nick is in the lead. Time now for the fame game. The players with a rather long question can buzz in when they have an idea. If you're right, you get a pick of the board. Looking for a famous person. I was born in St. Joseph, Missouri in 1916. In World War II, I flew on the first Flying Fortress raid over Germany and waded ashore at Normandy. In 1950, I joined CBS News and narrated the first Nick...
Walter Cronkite.
First installment of the long-running You Are There. Walter Cronkite is right. And Nick gets the pick of the board. Nine numbers. Which one looks good?
Number two, please.
And behind number two, we have a food preparer. This KitchenAid mixer with attachments can handle almost every task, from a single egg white to kneading yeast doughs. It's a complete food preparer furnished by KitchenAid.
Very nice. $469 worth. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And we will be back to the game right after this. Don't go away. Well, our champion, Mick Carroll, already has enough money for that beautiful fishing trip, but of course he must win. He's at 35. Gordon trails by just 5 at 30. Shelley at 20. Back with this. Name the alcoholic beverage most closely associated with a daiquiri. Mick.
Rum.
Rum is exactly what it is. Champion with the $10 lead. According to the old song, nothing could be finer than to be, Shelley.
In Carolina.
Carolina in the morning. You're right. Shelley gets back to 25. Yeah. If you can eat it, it's called edible. What can you do if it's, Gordon?
Impotable.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I was going to say, what can you do if it is potable? You could drink it. You could drink it. Quick buzzer cost you five. Sorry about that, Gordon. Down to 25. What's the common name for epidemic parotitis, the childhood disease, whose symptoms are swollen salivary glands? Mick?
The mumps.
Mumps is exactly what it is. And Mick goes to 45. Yep. Well, Mick, Gordon had the opportunity to buy before. You now have a $20 lead over Shelley and Gordon, and it's up to you. You could buy this.
Mick, you can add a touch of class to your home with this elegant figurine. A beautifully carved lady on a swing in fine porcelain china. Exquisite detailing and delicately hand-painted. Furnished by Celeste. It's normally priced at $1,250. And today on sale of the century, it shores for only $12.
Oh, that's very nice. That is very nice. There is a lady sitting out in the audience there, Mick, who would love this. $1,250. You could give her a gift. Wouldn't that be nice?
She knows the swing.
Cost you just $12. Because of that pun, Mick, I will even give you $200 in cash to go with it. $1,450 bargain. Cost you $12. You would still have a lead. Your lead would be $8 if you bought it. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Oh, Mick. A sale surprise went with it if you had bought it and given the nice lady that. $700 in cash. More went with it. Did not buy, doesn't get the surprise, but you do have the $20 lead. Back with this. What number is represented by the Roman numeral L? Gordon.
50.
50 is exactly what it is. Gordon to 30 in second place all to himself. Name the federal regulatory agency that's known by the initials ICC. Gordon.
Interstate Commerce Commission.
Yes, indeed. Two in a row with the challenger, and he goes with a big $10 to Nick. Name the ominous 750-mile-long fault which triggered the San Francisco...
Nick. San Andreas.
Yes, it triggered the earthquake, and it's still around. San Andreas fault it is. Nick goes to 50. You're right. Name the Alabama politician who garnered almost 10 million votes. Nick.
George Wallace.
When he ran for president in 1968, you are right, George Wallace it is. Nick to 55. What does a French person want if he or she calls for a gendarme? Shelley?
Police.
The police is exactly what it is. Shelley goes to 30. Yeah.
I get there.
Talking about the police, it's always funny the excuses that people give the police when they get caught for speeding. I read one the other day, absolutely true. A policeman pulled a man over and we said, why were you speeding? He said, because I just got my car out of the car wash and I was blow drying it. I don't think it worked. We'll be right back. Captain in the lead, Mix at 55, Gordon in second place at 35, Shelley at 30. We are back with a second crack at the fame game, and we've added a $15 money card up there. Player finds that, we add $15 to his or her score. We're looking for a famous person. I am an English author born in 1866. I wrote satirical novels, science fiction, and accounts of science and history. I deliberately tried to achieve greatness as a prophet, journalist, and spokesman for progress rather than as a novelist. As long ago as 1908, I forecast aerial warfare and the atomic bomb. I'm known for my outline of history, the time machine. Gordon.
H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds, I was also going to say. Gordon, you've got a pick of the board. Eight numbers up there to choose from now.
Six, please.
And behind number six, we have $10.
He finds a money card. He finds a $10 money card, which we add to Gordon's score, and he goes to 45 within $10 of Mick and the lead. Back with us. Which great conqueror of ancient times was the son of King Philip of Macedon? Conqueror, great conqueror, Alexander the Great. No one wanted to try that. From the ancient Persian word for dust, this olive brown color has long been used in military uniforms. Gordon.
Khaki.
Khaki is exactly what it is. Gordon pulls it within $5 of Mick. According to the title of the hit song from Carousel, what is it that's busting out all over? Shelley?
June.
June is busting out all over. And Shelley keeps it close. She goes to 35. But Nick, you have the lead. You have a slender $5 lead, but the option is yours, Mick. You can buy this.
Gentlemen will warm up to this handsome man's fur, a beautifully tailored jacket in an elegant blend of white and brown fur, rugged yet chic, from Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. It's normally priced at $2,150, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $14.
Oh, Nick, you would look great in that. Over $2,000, and I tell you right away, I am going to cut that price more than in half. I will sell you that for the value of one question. You would be in a tie with Gordon. You'd have an over $2,000 fur coat for $5. Going once, going twice. He's buying it. The champion is taking a chance. We knocked the $5 off his score. He is one fur coat richer, but we are one close game richer. Back for the finale after this. Champion Mick Carroll took a chance, bought a beautiful fur coat, but of course now he is in a tie with Gordon at 50. Shelley's just $15 behind at 35. It is $973.3 billion, and it was submitted to Congress by President Reagan. Nick?
The budget.
The budget, the federal budget. You're exactly right. You're back in the lead by five. Yes. Only one performer has received four Oscars for acting. One of the films for which he won is Lion in Winter. Nick? Katharine Hepburn. Katharine Hepburn, and you lose five, and again, that tie with Gordon. Together, Spain and Portugal constitute what peninsula? Nick?
The Iberian.
Iberian Peninsula, and the champion is bouncing back and forth, but now he bounces into the lead again. $15 money card was up there. There was a five up there, and now we've added a $25 money card. We're looking for a famous person. I am an actress who was born in 1929. I worked as a model, acted in TV commercials, made my Broadway debut in The Father. In 1951, I appeared in Dial M for Murder, Rear Window, The Country Girl, Gordon.
Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly it is, and Gordon gets that pick of the board. What number do you want, Gordon?
One, please.
And behind number one, we have $5.
Again, he finds the money card. First of all, where were those other two big ones?
Behind the number nine and the number three.
But Gordon again finds a money card, a $5 money card. We have a tie again with the gentleman. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Mick and Gordon both at 55. Shelley at 35. Good luck to three good players. We start the speed round Now, what state has the capital city of Dover?
Nick. Delaware.
Right. Name the sport in which the Stanley Cup is awarded. Nick.
Hockey.
Right. What do you do in your sleep if you're a somnambulist? Nick.
Snore.
Wrong. Name the zany comedian who produced Young Frankenstein. Shelley. Time. What is a touch me not?
Gordon. It's a flaw. No, it's a knot.
No. Name the dog in the funny pages who was born at the Daisy Hill Puppy Farm. Shelley.
Snoopy.
Right. In what musical would you hear the song 76 Trombones? Shelley.
Music Man.
Right. How many dozen in a gross? Gordon.
12 dozen.
Right. What Texas city is home to the manned spacecraft center? Nick.
Houston.
Yes. The discussion of the philosophy of what profession is called jurisprudence? Gordon.
Law.
Right. Who discovered the Pacific Ocean? Nick.
Balboa.
Right. In what country would you find the city of Bombay? Nick.
India.
Right. Name the feminist who was the first woman to be pictured on a U.S. coin. Shelley.
Anthony.
Right. But time is up, and Nick, you have done it again. He's won it by $15. Congratulations. Back with a champion in a moment. First of all, to wrap up, a touch me not is a flower, a wildflower. A flower would have been sufficient. Young Frankenstein, I know if you had a moment to think of. Yes, indeed. Shelley knew it. Mel Brooks. And a somnambulist walks in his sleep. That's what a somnambulist does. We'll have to say goodbye to Gordon. Well, Gordon, you've got that guitar. I'm sure the youngsters will enjoy that. And you've got $160 of your own, so you're well over $900 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shelley didn't pick up anything along the way, but yeah, you've got the cash in front of you. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you.
And good luck. We were teasing, but it's kind of fun. Fashion can be fun with the hair. Thanks for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.
And Mick Carroll, the champion, is going shopping. Come on, Mick.
Thank you. Thank you.
You add that money to your previous total, you're up to $215. You easily have enough money to afford this.
You're going to go for this hook, line, and sinker. A fishing trip to Vancouver, Canada. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a 7-day fishing fantasy conducted by an expert guide. Included is a private waterfront home, gourmet meals, and at your disposal, an airplane, a luxury car, a motorcycle, a sailboat, and loads of salmon for the catching. This exciting adventure, normally priced at $5,000, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
And this is a man who has already gotten a trophy-sized marlin, and it's a fishing trip that you can afford. You've got $215 in your bank account. You can easily afford it. Or you could put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. You are $45 away, and of course another win, from this.
Conjure up some home entertainment with this 45-inch rear projection color television. Gives you big screen TV viewing enjoyment in a one-piece cabinet. Plus, some of today's most advanced features in this convertible video cassette recorder, furnished by Green and Roberts. Plus, a totally integrated audio system featuring computer memory and timer functions. Plus, remote terminal for listening anywhere in your home, furnished by Beverly Stereo. And this package normally priced at $6,774. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
A lot of equipment, very beautiful, but you must win again. You'd have to get another $45. I would assume you'd have the $45. The thing is, you'd have to win again to get to that. A lot of other things up the line that are very lovely, but let me tell you this, get the $530. You could drive away with this, Mick.
Enjoy the romance of the open road with the Cadillac Eldorado, an automobile of time-honored elegance, with the sportiness of a custom personal car and the comfort and engineering sophistication of a great luxury car, furnished by Modern Motors. This classic automobile, normally priced at $26,830, can be yours on sale of the century for only $530.
That's for $530. $640 would get you every prize on the stage. $750 would get you every prize on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $58,000.
That continues to grow to the tune of $1,000 every show. That's a total of $121,933 that could be yours. But that's a ways away. Nick, right now you can take that trip that you like, or take the risk that you could do it again with the color TV and the stereo next up the line. Think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision after this.
must tell you, I have never seen such agonizing over the last minute as this man has done. This is the decision. I'll lay it out for you again. You have enough money to take that trip. I know you're a fisherman. I know you'd like to have that fishing trip and leave. Or you could stay on with the color TV, the stereo next up the line, a lot of other wonderful things. Mick, you've been agonizing over it, but now you got to tell us. Are you taking the trip, or are you going to take the risk that you can do it again?
I think I'm going to take the risk.
You're going to put the money in the bank? He's coming back! Oh! We'll put another $1,000 through the challenges at final sale of the century.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.